I worked for Bechtel for almost, I think it's over 8 years. And then I was invited by by a friend of mine to apply at Brown & Root. And so I did. So I resigned at Bechtel. And took the job at Brown & Root, and it wasn't the same line of work, design of power plants, and they took me as a lead, and I spent about 5 years with Brown & Root. And this was that job in Brown & Root that I mentioned, that I was sent to a construction job for, I think it was for the U.S. Air Force, and in Lompoc, at the special, supposedly the launching pad for the special, and we were doing the piping system cleaning of the launching station. That's where, you know, or that's where all this was at Comstock Engineering Company, and I stayed with them for 4.5 years. I was during that time I was assigned down in Bakersfield, where, and I worked in oil field, which is a different industry now. And that was just one of the jobs that I worked. The others were light industries, chemical companies like Dow Chemicals. We were doing some design, renovation of the research facilities, and we have a job for steel companies like the POSCO, U.S. Steel and POSCO. Steel company. They were more metal works. They had sheet metals, and then the other jobs like Lockheed. We had a job with IBM. Those are light industries. And then from Comstock, I went to work for Eichle, doing the same job, and I stayed there for 4.5 years, and then I was hired at Fluor. Now the name of the company now is Fluor, but it was Fluor Daniel then, Redwood City, and we were working on mining jobs. So I had a really varied experience as far as types of engineering work is concerned. And right now I'm working for, still working on the same company, but the type of jobs we have, and now the company is called Fluor, and the different types of jobs that I was with them was kind of varied. But right now we are in the field of, this is the fourth time that I came back to Fluor, and now we are in the life sciences, like biotech companies like Genentech, Amgen. We had worked with Nectar.